USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing bipartisan legislation that cracks down on robocalls. The bill, sponsored by Virginia Democrat Mark Warner, gives the FCC authority to hand out civil penalties of up to $10,000 per call on people who intentionally violate telemarketing restrictions. An estimated 26 billion robocalls are made to Americans each year. Thousands of police officers are patrolling in and around Times Square as folks pack the area to ring in the new year. NYPD Chief Dermont Chase says the department is ready for the event.
This is going to be one of the most well-policed, well-protected celebrations in the entire world.
Police will be using drones to keep a bird's-eye view on things, and there will be bomb-sniffing dogs and heavily armed counterterrorism teams. The NYPD's chief of counterterrorism says Times Square is probably the safest place on Earth this New Year's Eve. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A former Trump campaign official has made a political decision. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski had been considering a run against two-term Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen. But he tweets now that he is certain he would win if he ran against the Democrat, but his priorities are now his family and ensuring that President Trump is reelected. Shaheen is considered vulnerable. She only narrowly won that seat in 2014.
Protests in Hong Kong are continuing as they ring in the new year.
Hey, Hong Kong!
The pro-democracy demonstrations continuing as the demonstrators are chanting Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Time. So far, the protests have remained peaceful. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Preparations in Pasadena, California are continuing for the Tournament of Roses Parade and the Rose Bowl game tomorrow. Jesse Baker with the U.S. Secret Service says everyone needs to be vigilant during high-profile events.
If something seems out of place, if something is unusual, if it doesn't fit with the narrative of what you've seen, you got to let someone know.
The game will feature the Oregon Ducks taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. As we close 2019, many people are hosting parties on New Year's Eve. Phoenix, Arizona attorney Mark Lambert says being prepared is one of the keys to hosting a successful party.
We all know if we're going to be having a party or not. So some things that you can do are have designated drivers, or alternatively, have everyone who's coming to the party Uber to the party or taxi to the party. So guess what? They don't have a car. They have no means to get home other than a taxi or an Uber.
Lambert also reminds everyone that if someone at your party under the age of 21 is drinking, you could be held responsible.
And your kids are there and their friends are there and you serve someone who's 19 years old and that person goes out, gets in a car and hurts someone or worse, then you are potentially on the hook for serving them. And then what flows from that, which are if someone's injured, their damages, or worse, if someone's killed.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.